The encounter with the Lord. We realize that there are three kinds of time: chronological time, kairos time, and eternal time. We live in chronological time, always relentlessly going forward, never backward, and never pausing. And that seems to be the focus for each and every person each day. We get up at a certain time, we go to work at a certain time, masses at a certain time. And dates are based upon chronological time. But then there's a different type of time, which the Greeks called kairos time, which is not so much measured in minutes or hours, but rather an event that's etched into your memory, into your life. Birthdays, anniversaries are such events. And the Gospel from St. John combines both a kairos and chronological moment together. Why? Because it was the first time that these apostles met the Lord. It was an encounter with the divine. His presence touched their hearts. St. John even records the very hour. It was the 10th hour of the day when we first met. How often do couples, much in love, record the very minute they first met, the day? It's significant because it draws together both kairos and chronological time, which doesn't happen all that much. This encounter with Christ set forth the vocation to become an apostle. And we are all called to be apostolic, to be sent to others, to evangelize, firstly in our homes, secondly in the world. To evangelize effectively, to bring forth fruit in our vocation, be it in the consecrated life, or be it within the context of marriage. Both are godly, and both are here to bring people to the Lord, and through the Lord, to sanctify them. In order that our vocation bears fruit, we need to listen to the Lord and what his will is for us. The verse reading from Samuel is a marvelous example of how we have to tune out and tune in. We have to make the distinction between hearing and listening, as there is a distinction between seeing and looking, so too in our perception of God's presence in our life. We need to listen more than we hear. Samuel was hearing at the outset and mistakenly didn't connect with God. He didn't realize it was God who was calling, because he was merely hearing a voice. Then he began to listen. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And then he knew it was God who was talking. How often do we listen to the Lord? How often do we understand his will for us? The hearing noise of this world, be it the media, others, music, all has its place, but also its limit. We need more and more today to hear the voice of God listen with our hearts. And that can only happen in prayer. Prayer is the source by which God enters within. And so often our prayer can become a hearing process, a process which, dare I say, becomes mechanical, automated. Let's be roused from our slumber. Let us tune in to God through our prayer. Let us tap His grace within by making some resolution in this new year to perhaps pray more, perhaps to find more time for prayer, and then in that prayer to listen to the Lord. We all know that of our external senses, God has given us 2 nostrils, 2 eyes, 2 ears, but only one mouth. Only one mouth, which is symbolic, I suppose, of we ought to listen twice as much as we speak. If we take that rule into our prayer, after our petition prayer, after our asking prayer, then we listen twice as much as we have spoken, then perhaps we'll hear the voice of God within. And in hearing God's voice, we shall encounter His presence in our lives and be able to do what Samuel said, Lord, your servant is listening. Now, listening to the Lord, we are able to be apostolic at home and abroad. And then too, each moment of prayer will become an encounter with the Lord that both unites Kairos and Kronos and prepares us for eternal time, where He who is all things will embrace us forever and ever. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.